I think they were very surprised. Willis had torn his abductor in the fifth game, which is, you know, the game that nobody talks about, but he did it in the second quarter, and we went into the locker room and devised a whole new offense with each player contributing to what it should be and came out and won. So we won the fifth game. We go to the sixth game. We lose in L.A. Chamberlain scores 40 points, and we are contemplating the seventh game at the Garden without Willis, and we leave the locker room. He's on the training table. We don't know if he's going to come out. And finally, he does come out, and there's a rumble in the crowd, and he makes his way out. Now, one of his legs, he can't race it, so he's dragging it. And he takes a couple of practice shots and then goes right to the bench. Red starts him. The crowd is now sky high. I mean, you know, the roof is coming off. The stands are shaking. And the first or second play down, Willis gets the ball about 17 feet from the basket, and Chamberlain's hanging under it. He shoots, he makes it, goes up and down, dragging his feet another two times, and then he gets the ball again, he shoots it, and he makes it. Same thing. And he went out of the game, and that was it. And Frazier took over and had one of the great games of all time. And all was played well, and we won the championship. And what Willis was the inspiration. He was the captain, the leader, the guy that had been the most valuable player in the league. And he came back and showed a strength of character that is memorable for anybody who was there. And, you know, one of the interesting things last week when we talked was Willis maintains that the 73 team was better than the 70 team. And so we had a conversation about that. We'd added Earl the Pearl Monroe, and we'd added Jerry Lucas in 1972. And so for 72-73, we had a tremendous group of complementary talents and a great spirit on the team. We had a great bench, and not necessarily the, you know, talent-wise, but psychologically. I mean, you know, it's not possible. You know, the guy who's the 9th, 10th, 11th guy on the team is not going to win the championship for you, but he can sure mess up a team by an attitude. And none of the guys had attitudes. They were all incredibly positive. They found a way they could contribute in practice. They made work very hard against the players that were going to play. And they were positive spirits in the locker room. So there were 12 people involved in this. And the other night you saw it at the Garden, and we did it at Sirius XM for 2 hours. But the night before we had a four-hour dinner, and guys stood up and talked about their memories of the game and of the season. And it's a very special time with a very special group. And, you know, you can say it's the mountaintop, but it's also a moment of transcendence that you've shared. And that doesn't happen in life very often.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. On Sirius 92, XM 208, and Sports Zone on the Sirius XM app.